Test 2. Exam practice. Listening, part 3. You'll hear 5 different people talking about why they decided to live in another country. For questions 19 to 23, choose which of the reasons, A to F, each speaker is giving. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds. You'll need to play the recording twice.
Speaker 1.
Some people think, when they look at a map, that somehow it's warmer and sunnier here. But in fact, it rains just as much, and it's even colder in winter than back in my home country. No, what attracted me was the chance to make a better life for myself and the kids. And in my line of work, that means being somewhere they put a proper value on the skills I have. Here, I don't have to borrow to survive, because I'm making enough to cover all the basics like food, rent, and electricity bills, with a little left over for holidays and the occasional luxury item.
Speaker 2.
The place I grew up in was great for kids, with the beach nearby and also forests and rivers to explore. But it was quite a small town, and by the time I reached my late teens, I felt I'd done everything there was to do round there, and that it was time to go somewhere more interesting. So when I was offered a job as a tourist guide, working in Mediterranean and Middle Eastern countries, I accepted straight away. Actually, I was quite surprised they chose me, as I don't speak any foreign languages, but they explained that all their clients were from English-speaking countries, so it wouldn't be necessary. That was a relief.
Speaker 3.
Several of my university friends went to places like the USA and Canada, mainly for the much bigger salaries they pay there. And at one point I was considering joining them, especially when my elder brother moved to New York. In fact, I'd already started applying for jobs in North America, but then I met an old friend who'd been in Argentina for a year, and she was telling me how much she enjoyed the challenge of living and working in a non-English-speaking country, picking up Spanish from colleagues and neighbours. So I made up my mind to do the same, and 2 months later, dictionary in hand, I arrived here in Buenos Aires.
Speaker 4.
Quite honestly, the heat gets me down in this country, and I doubt whether I would have come here at all if it hadn't been for the economic crisis at home. I was quite happy there, really, until the firm announced it was closing down its local office, and the manager called me in one day to say that he was going to have to let me go. And it's not as if my standard of living is any higher either. In fact, the pay's probably worse here, and the hours are definitely longer. I'll stay for another 6 months, but certainly no more than that.
Speaker 5.
If you really want to know what made me come here, just have a look around at everyone sitting outside eating their evening meals, dressed in shorts and t-shirts. And remember, it's mid-January. My sister and her family have since moved here too, partly because doing that in winter would be impossible back home, but also because her husband was made unemployed recently and they felt it was time for a fresh start. I suppose the one thing I didn't realise before I arrived here, though, is just how important it is to learn the local language. So we're all having lessons 5 days a week now,